Hello, fellow students. I believe that geothermal energy is the best energy out there. Even though we do not tend to use it, it is still very efficient. And most importantly, it is a renewable resource. Yet in the CPUB book, it stated that in 2001, only about 2% of renewable resources were used. I think this is because people are unaware of how much energy a geothermal plant can make. You might be wondering how exactly geothermal energy works. While geothermal energy comes from the Earth's core, to obtain this energy, you might use a dry steam power plant. In this geothermal plant, the water is converted to steam by the hot rocks. The steam is then pumped to a surface where it turns a turbine attached to an electric generator. This kind of energy is mostly used for heating purposes, but it can also be used to generate electricity. Also, since there is always heat flowing through the Earth's magma, there is an endless supply of geothermal energy. It has been estimated that this heat will be around for billions of years to come. Even though geothermal energy sounds pretty swell, it does have some downsides. It can release some gases that contain sulfur compounds, carbon dioxide, and nitric oxide. Even then, we can reduce that by pumping the water back into the earth to reduce this pollution. Also, geothermal energy is limited to areas where magma is relatively close to the Earth's surface. Furthermore, geothermal energy could reduce the amount of carbon dioxide and nitrous oxide because very little of it is emitted into the air. The U.S. Department of Energy has said that geothermal plants take up less space than any other energy resource. Not only are they space efficient, but they also create very little noise to no noise at all. Geothermal plants do not even consume water. They usually use steam condensate, which is when steam turns into droplets of water. But they do not use fresh water. If we use geothermal energy, more of the environment would be less polluted. Thanks for listening.